Welcome everyone, it's Simply Bitcoin. We break down the news from Twitter, the daily fail, meme review, software releases, hardware releases, and the websites by plebs or plebs. Joining us today, fellow Bitcoiner, toxic pleb, Pirate Beach Bum. He's been here before, he's back again. All right, we're going to the numbers, let's do it.
Number time!
Sponsored by... Number Time is brought to you by Bitcoin 2022. Get your tickets now. Take advantage of the link down below for 10% off.
The time of this recording, the block height is 708,394. The Bitcoin price, 60,980. Chain rewrite days, 765. Total public Lightning capacity, 3,187.10. Sats per dollar, or Moscow time, 1640, and blocks to the halving, 131,606. Yeah, I know. I feel the same way.
Yeah, dude, straight up.
That's pretty much it. It's like, yep.
I think we did make an all-time high for the total Lightning network capacity, though, to be honest.
Yeah, we did. We did make an all-time high for the total, for 3187, it is?
Mm-hmm.
We weren't at 3190 already? Okay, no, I mixed that up last time too. I thought we were at 80, but really we were at 60. Okay, no, you're right. It is. So, I mean, look, that's pretty amazing right now. And, you know, the fact that we're holding 60K is pretty cool. You have anything from the Glassnode folks to pop up?
Absolutely nothing today without, you know, becoming like one of those TA channels, which we're about to talk about, right? The very infamous Ooh. People of the whole YouTube influencer, their behaviors. And here's the thing, you know, you guys know the drill with Simply Bitcoin. Like, we're going to ignore the noise. We're not going to, you know... The times that we do show you hopium, we don't connect it with a price prediction, right? Because on this channel, we want to stick with the signal, and the signal is what's going on in the world of Bitcoin, what's going on in the revolution. The noise is the price. And look, I don't care who you are. No one knows what the price of Bitcoin is going to be. And if we told you that, we would become just like everybody else. And it would hurt a lot of people, because what it does is it gives you expectations. What we can tell you, right, is that if you buy Bitcoin, you're buying the scarcest asset known to man that, baked into the protocol, literally causes a supply shock every 4 years. And that usually makes the price go up. Not to mention the record amount of money printing that's going on in the world. We've shown you guys the M2, the M1. Money supply. We've showed you the amount of assets on the Federal Reserve sheet, right? That's the actual signal. Those are things that we could actually show you, we could provide evidence towards. If we start drawing lines like everybody else, right? Again, you're going to make, you know, false, you know, connections, right? Plan B, you know, his model, he said that in November or the end of October it was going to be at 63,000. It didn't get to 63,000. Everyone was like fighting each other on Twitter, right? It became kind of like a religion. We want to stay away from that. And if we didn't stay away with that, we would have a lot more of subscribers, because imagine the thumbnails we could make, Phil. Just like, to a $20 million Bitcoin, 2030. But we don't do that because, again, we want to stick to the signal. We want you guys to provide you guys with factual data that you could verify yourself. That's why we always put the sources down below. Phil?
Yeah, no, man, you know, look, you hit the nail on the head. You know, like, our sponsors, right, they sponsor us because we talk about Bitcoin only. Like, that's the point. We talk about Bitcoin only, and it's all about the signal. Look, you know, like, what we're going to end up showing in the Daily Fail, I think, which is going to be a pretty good topic to talk about, which is what's real in this space and what's really happening. And I know, you know, a lot of people want to believe that there's, you know, that there's, these people are being real and they're being genuine, but anyways... It gets pretty sad. It gets pretty sad and it gets pretty scary. And it's going to get dark, I think.
I want to get, because I talked to Pirate about this. Pirate, what did you feel? Because we riffed on this a little bit on Twitter, where, you know, you saw it yourself, dude. This Plan B thing has become like a religion.
Yeah, it's so annoying. I mean, we've talked about this for over the last year multiple times, and it seems like people just get really, they forget when he's like completely wrong, and then right as they're warming up to him being close to being right, that's when all his simps come out, and they're just like, oh, Plan B, S2F. And I mean, I don't care. Like, if you want to look at that model and that's what helps you, you know, sleep at night, then that's great. But don't sit there and tell me that, that like, it works or that it's legit, because it's not. Like, this week is a perfect example of it failing. And then everyone, like, was like, or his simps were just like, oh, well, he was only 1,000 off. But then someone broke it down in a technical chart, and they were showing that, like, I think he was like either like closer to 15% off. And then everything went south when the price started dipping again. So I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to shit on him, but like, I know what his game is. He is all about followers. He's all about credibility. He's all about like conjecture, getting on with Preston Fish, with Saferdine, all these guys, and all we're going to talk about models. And it's like, all you guys are doing is selling hopium, and you know that like rhetoric attracts eyeballs, because a lot of people, like, they're relying on their Bitcoin gains in the future. That's their hope. And so to me, it's disingenuous, is because, like, I would respect people if they said, you know, oh, well, you know, don't take this with a grain of salt kind of thing. And he never did that. And I don't know, it just bugged me one second.
Absolutely.
Hang on one second.
If anybody, you know, questions the official narrative for Plan B, like Phil and I, we've both been blocked. Yeah, we're blocked. I've been
blocked, right? For a long time. For saying like terrible shit. Simply just for being objective and not being like a, you know, a total freaking, you know, like a simp.
I didn't comment on his stuff. We didn't say anything. I know you didn't say anything. It's like we weren't bashing.
Oh, no, I said something.
Oh, you did say something.
I did, but I wasn't being a jerk about it. I was just explaining that it wasn't like guaranteed, and that the reality is that charting of any type is simply just examining past performance patterns and then extrapolating out of them. There's nothing wrong with that, but don't pretend like it's freaking religion, and even religion, right? Like, don't pretend like it's guaranteed.
And Pyre, what were you gonna say?
Yeah, what bugged me the most on all this was that as he was going to be wrong, all of a sudden he's like, oh, well, my model will break at some point. It's like, dude, that's not the tune you were playing like a year ago. And so it's this evolving narrative. And like the people like us who are like to me, I don't need like charts. I don't need somebody's hopium. I don't need none of that. Like, I've been here long enough. I've watched three cycles. Three cycles. And I've been around in bear markets. I've been around in bull markets. And like, I don't know, dude, I don't need that shit. And so when I come out and speak like, you know, this is BS or whatever, it's nothing personal towards Plan B. It's just the mentality that I'm against. Like, I'm just against that mentality because I see what it does to people, and I see that people end up like they'll triple down and they'll jump in thinking that this is accurate. And as we all know, like, Bitcoin has kind of a mind of its own. It has a mind of its own. And you know, the biggest headwind for us right now is regulation and, you know, that regulatory FUD, and you know, people trying to control Bitcoin, like the governments and stuff, because that always, I don't care what anyone says, like, if that shit starts, like, if I don't know, if Biden administration all of a sudden starts talking smack about Bitcoin, the price is going to tank, because we all know there's a bunch of weak ass pussies who are going to freaking sell all their Bitcoin because they're scared, and that's going to tank the price. And you can't factor in that like random variable into any model. And so like, how many times have we seen these models just destroyed because of multiple things? Then it could also work in the opposite way, like something just positive news, or I don't know, will come out, or the Fed is printing more money, and all of a sudden Bitcoin just goes boom, and you can't be like, oh, that's my model, No, it's not, dude. Like, you know, like usually you can, if you see the price start to spike, you can usually look around and find like two or three potential, you know, triggers for that. And just like when the price tanks, you can look around and be like, and see, okay, those are this adds to it, this adds to it, this adds to it. And it has nothing to do with models. It's like, it's common sense. And I don't know. I just think people get too wrapped up in it. I think people need to somehow, what's the word? They need to be able to contextualize, like, through a chart or whatever. I see it in other investing arenas. And to me, like, Bitcoin isn't like a traditional investment. Like, it's not going to follow any of that bullshit. So anyway, it's just annoying is what and then today, I don't know, did you see was it today or yesterday? He posted like some rocket ship and it was like, I just laughed. I think I sent it to you, Phil, and I was like, oh, now he's posting the stock standard moon boy shit. And it's like, because like,
The 10K candles.
It's just pathetic.
So
the 10K candles. Are we ready for the 10K green dildos?
Right. Of course he's gonna. What, he has how many people? How many followers does he have? And so of course he's gonna say that, and he's gonna get a bunch of likes, and it's gonna like fulfill his little fucking ego tank or whatever it is. Because the dude has an ego. I remember when we were at the beginning of this like bull run. He was like, oh, I am consulting like five different businesses a week and this and that. And I'm like, dude, if you're consulting that many businesses, like, I feel sorry for them, number one. And number two, you're lying. Like, there's no way that you're doing that. Like, I just know this. Like, I know enough people that are in the traditional, like, you know, like running funds and different type of investment firms. And I know, I mean, I don't know. I don't consider myself.
You're spot on, bro. You're spot on. And it's just like, dude, it creates false hope where Bitcoin is already hope. But you got to focus on the signal. And the signal is, dude, long time preference, stack sats, be humble, long time preference. And it will come. Bitcoin will do its thing. Number go up, technology will do its thing. But exactly what Pirate says, no one knows on the face of the planet what the price of Bitcoin is going to be 6 months from now, a year from now, 10 years from now. All we know, right, is that it has absolute scarcity, causes a supply shock, and that tends to move the price up. But no one knows what the price is going to be at a certain date. So it's dangerous, exactly. And we agree. And that's exactly why we don't do that type of stuff on Simply Bitcoin, even though it'd bring us a crap ton more followers. Could you imagine us, hope is shilling hopium, Phil? $20 million! And the thumbnails. $20 million Bitcoin!
That whole crew.
$20 million Bitcoin! Buy it now!
That whole crew of people, like, literally, that whole crew of people, I know they like Bitcoin, and so, like, I'm not gonna shit on their love for Bitcoin, but what they're really here for is to gain a following and to monetize that following, whether it be writing books, whether it be newsletters, because we've seen it from all these freaking talking heads. And it's like, it's disingenuous. It's like, we know that is the formula that people use to, like, fill their own pockets with Bitcoin. And, I mean, to each is their own, and they're perfectly welcome to do it, but I'm going to call a spade a spade. And that's probably why those guys don't like me, and that's probably why their simps don't like me, because I'm like, look at you. You're just here to milk people. You're here to milk and fleece people. And you may not even consider that. You're providing some type of service, but like, you are no better than my balls, because my oracles are way more accurate than Plan B's fucking S2F. And you know that. How many times have I called it, dude? And that's, obviously I joke about the oracles tingling. Actually, it's not a joke. it's real, real science. But I mean, every time I call it, it's because I just have seen this before. I get a feeling, and like, how many times have I been right?
You heard it here first. Pirate does the math.
It's true.
And you don't see me sitting there going, I literally joke around because I'm like, oh, I'm gonna start a newsletter. And it's like, I don't know, dude. Like,
remember, guys.
I guess I just.
Technical analysis is trash, but Pirate's TA, testicular analysis, is the signal. Anyways, Phil, it's time for...
You know what Dieter and I say, though? One last thing. Me and Dieter always say, people who do this kind of shit are broke. Like, they're Bitcoin poor. Because there's only one reason why they're doing it, is because they're broke, and like they need to acquire more Bitcoin now. And so to me, like, you know, I guess broke is a term that, you know, is kind of, you can look at it as what is broke to you. But like, to me, I just look at them and be like, look, you're turning yourself into a circus pony so that you can make Bitcoin and make all these bold predictions. And yeah, you got a bunch of followers, but you don't have the respect of people like me and like a lot of plebs.
The so plebs, bro. The plebs. Absolutely, man. Word. Yep. Preach. Pirate wisdom. But anyways, Phil, it's time for
The Daily Fail, sponsored by
Zoom.
The Daily Fail is brought to you by Amber App. Check them out, amber.app. Bitcoin made easy. Amber is the easiest way to invest in Bitcoin. Check out the link down below. All right, we got to figure out what Yellow wants.
Amber, the smart way to stack sats.
So on this topic of the influencers, right, and all of this fun stuff. Okay, so look, there was a great episode from the Best Business Show with Anthony Pompliano, or The Pomp, right? And he had on BitBoy, okay, or BitBoy Crypto. So a lot of people in this space know who BitBoy is. I cannot play this video, okay, but we will provide the link in the show notes. And before we dive into essentially to a different piece to this, because there's a tweet that goes along with this, I just want to say that, you know, like, one of the things that is absolutely cringe and scary is because people put in their real time and their real value into buying, you know, these quote unquote, you know, investments, but they're really just shitcoins. And the problem is that a lot of these people come across as very believable, you know, about what they're telling you and genuine. Okay. So look, like, Nico and I, we're genuine about Bitcoin. We've only accumulated Bitcoin. You know, we told you about our shitcoining past and how we got screwed and how we ended up here now. And this is exactly what we do and what we know. And Pirate Beachbum is, you know, a Bitcoiner also. And the reality is that, you know, we're not trying to shill you different projects and different crap and stuff to separate you from your Bitcoin. So it's really scary when somebody has a massive following like BitBoy Crypto, okay, and shills absolute garbage. Anyways, I am going to pull up the next tweet. So here we go. This is actually from King Crypto, and I don't know where he got this, where he got this from. Maybe he got it, but here we go. This is how much it costs for BitBoy to shill a coin. Nobody pays, you know what I mean? Like, there's no Bitcoin corporation. Like, you know, we were talking about Bitcoin long before anybody was choosing to sponsor our show. And if all of our sponsors were to decide they don't want to sponsor our show anymore, Nico and I are going to continue talking about Bitcoin. Simply, Bitcoin lives on. It doesn't matter because we're actually stackers. We don't give a shit. For real. And this is sad stuff. Like, take a look at this, okay? So here, this is the part that really matters. Here's what you got, the pricing. This is what it costs for your time and your value. A dedicated review, 35K. A TikTok ad, 25K. We are so in the wrong business, Nico. Livestream mention, 20K. One YouTube interview, 40K. Telegram AMA with BitSquad, hosted by The Cat and promoted by BitBoy Crypto, $10,000 plus rewards for users. Website article, $2,500. I mean,
who's paying this? Like, for real? Like, come
on. Dude, shitcoin companies. Shitcoin companies. Dude, this guy has 1.1 million YouTube subscribers. Okay. And he knows that that shitcoin promoters are way willing to, dude, 2.5 million TikToks.
On TikTok.
So, yeah, dude, any shitcoin promoting company and is more than willing to sell this. But I kind of want to touch on the Pomp interview with BitBoy that we can't play for copyright reasons. And I want to touch upon something because Pomp obviously got there to get clicks. Okay, Pomp's trying to grow his channel. You know, he poses as a Bitcoiner, but then he gives, you know, He gives a seat to Raoul Paul to come on his show to talk about Ethereum, talks about Solana. So again, he poses as a Bitcoiner, but he's not a Bitcoiner. And one of the things that BitPoy said really stood out to me, because Pomp said, how could you on your thumbnail say that XRP is going to go to $354 and make a face like that, right? And then there's an image of Pomp doing exactly the same thing, but he's doing it about Bitcoin, right? And BitPoy really put Pomp in its place, because you are essentially doing the exact same thing, but BitPoy is just doing it with XRP and Pomp is doing it with Bitcoin. And just because you're doing it with Bitcoin, it doesn't matter. The fact that you go on your thumbnail, scroll back on all our thumbnails, guys, go on our show, you will not see us, Phil and I, with our mouths open saying, $20 million Bitcoin. If you want to get clicks, if you want to get engagement on YouTube, that's how you do it, right? But we want to stay away from that, because we want to stick to the signal, the stuff that actually matters, the stuff that's actually going to influence you. Because neither BitPoy nor Pomp have any freaking clue when and if the price of these things are going to get to those levels, but they for sure are trying to play on people's, everyone wants it. Look, a lot, most people don't have happy lives. Most people want to get out of the rat race. Most people want to get a way out of their situation. So when they see these established figures with massive followings on social media, BitPoy and Pomp, they see hope. They see false hope. And the worst part about it is that there is hope there. But that hope is much harder to market. It's much harder to sell, which is long time preference. Stack. Keep putting in cold storage. Think in 4 to 8 to 12 year terms. That's a lot harder to sell, even though it's the truth, than saying, this is where the price of Bitcoin's going to go at this point, which is why we don't speculate on the show, which is why we don't like to talk about this. But there is hope, and that hope is Bitcoin. It's not these price predictions, because first of all, it's funny, because if you look back, none of these turn out the way they say they do. And then in the comment section, I think in the tweet, this is like, oh, I'm a human being, I can make mistakes too. Right, so it's huge horse and pony show, like trying to get engagement for themselves rather than actually helping the revolution, the cause. Right, they're in it. They're using Bitcoin in the term in Pomp's case, and he's using crypto in terms of BitPoy in order to promote themselves rather than to help the cause, right? So that's the issue. And just one more thing, look, I know they're content creators. I know how hard content creation is. So I'm going to give them credit where credit is due. They work their butts off. We just don't agree with their way, with their methods. Phil, I don't want to get pirates born after.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go quickly so that we can get more of Pirate's take. But essentially, I just wanted to point out in that video, which we cannot show, there's three calls that BitPoy made. But specifically, he was telling people to buy Doge at the top. Okay. And he actually spun this as clickbait. Oh, yeah, well, I made those comments just to, you know, it's just for clickbaiting stuff. It's like you told people to buy more. You told people to buy in to something at the top, and you've done that multiple times. You've told people to buy absolute garbage, you know, like it's really, really scary stuff. And seriously, if you listen to that interview, I mean, he says stuff that just throws every single red flag in the book. I mean, and again, you're right, like Pomp is a, you know, buy, like, I love Bitcoin, but buy my shit coins. Like, that's the type of Bitcoiner that he is. But like, it's, and I wouldn't even say that that's a Bitcoiner, but that's, you know, it's the type of crypto investor that he is. But it's just, I think that, I actually think BitPoy is much worse.
I mean,
I really do. And you know what? He actually said that BitPoy was, what was it? No, sorry. BitPoy said that Pomp was showing that he was out of touch by saying that Sheeb was essentially a shitcoin and a scam. So that's insane.
Dude, it says it right there in the sheet, Phil. It says it, dude. It says it. He says it. He's specific about it, bro. He's willing to take money to promote a lot of these shitcoin projects, meaning he gets in first, right? He gets into the pre-sale before it gets dumped on the investors. So just like Eric Voorhees, just like a lot of these, you know, CEOs of shitcoin exchanges, they have to justify to themselves, and Brian Armstrong, they have to justify to themselves that they're not selling crap, right? That they're not, that the shitcoins that they're shelling aren't shitcoins, right? So with it's the same with the fiat system, dude. The fiat economists and all the main benefactors of the fiat system are saying the fiat system works, right? 90% of everybody gets fucked, right? But for them, it works. Same with the shitcoiners. It works for the promoters and it works for the devs, but everybody else gets rug pulled. So I'm sure for BitBoy, that Shiba thing really worked out well for him. But to his millions of followers that followed his advice, totally, totally, totally wrecked. But anyways, Pirate, what are your thoughts on this? Are we seeing things that are not there?
No. So, couple things. Number one, BitBoy is basically the Peter McCormick of shitcoins. That's the way I look at him. Like, you know what I mean? So that's just like the dude. His karma is like, it'll come back to haunt him, all of this. And you know, right now, from a legal standpoint, he can get away with this, but you know, you can't do what he's doing in other markets. So his days will be numbered. Now let's talk about Pomp. Actually, I called this out in the very first podcast we did, Bill, about Pomp and how he uses, I mean, that he's basically a genius pro shill. I mean, I laid it out in that podcast, so I don't want to go back into it, but basically, like, he's really good at that. He's just really good. He invests in a lot of startups and, you know, he basically shills them, and he's created this platform, you know, that he's collected a lot of eyeballs. Now he's lost a ton of respect from, you know, people who have credibility in the space, but like, that doesn't even matter anymore because this little pond has grown into an ocean. And, a little story about Pomp, like, back in 2017, he was just getting into Bitcoin, and started a fund, and, he was looking for investors, and, you know, I was like, oh, okay, let's talk. And I was getting approached by a lot of these big hedge funders, because they wanted me to invest in their funds. And so I talked to him, and I thought, you know, at the time I was in a different place. And I thought, I was like, you know, man, like, this is cool. I see what you're doing. And then I thought about it and I'm like, I want no part of this bullshit. And so I just let it go. And I never really followed up because I just watched the guy, and he was such a, like, a snake oil salesman. And I think it was like last year, I called him out for something. And so he pulled up an old DM from me, like when we were talking privately, cause we actually, he sent me his pitch deck, and I was just being nice, you know? And so he tried to use that, like something from 2017, and here it was like 2020, trying to, like, I don't know, make me look like I was sucking up to him or something. And when in reality it was the reverse, he was sucking up to me because he wanted my money. And I responded to the tweet. I remember, I'm like, dude, you wanted me to invest my money with you. And I said no. And I decided it wasn't a good thing. And so anyway, then he hits my DMs. Whoa, bro, I thought you were really cool. I thought you were fine. Why are you talking all this shit? No, no, no. I'm like, you know what, dude? Whatever. I won't ever talk shit about you ever again. I don't care. I don't even fucking care about you, to be quite honest. Like, I wouldn't want your life. Like, imagine having to be a circus pony like BitBoy or this guy. Like, dude, I've already made my fucking money. Like, I don't need to be that guy. And I'm not trying to get any richer, you know? Like, not saying I'm rich. I'm saying, like, these guys are just trying to get richer and richer and richer, and they're going to do it any way possible. They'll step on bodies. They'll stab people in the back. They'll knife people in the throat. And they can sleep at night. But, like, what people don't understand is, and I think Phil and I have had these like philosophical talks about, there's a cost to all of this. Like, if you sell garbage like this in this life, like, you think that nobody's paying attention, or like nobody, like there's no consequences because you're getting away with it, and you may get away with it for a long time, but you will pay the piper because there's bigger energy and bigger sources, you know, life sources that measure all this stuff. And in my experience in business and in life, people often don't get it when you want them to get it, but it's interesting. People who are bad actors always end up effing themselves, is the best way to put it. They always end up getting effed in the end, because there's no, I mean, I don't know many that don't. And you can look at it as like, I'll just use Kim.com as a person. People are like, oh, Kim.com, he's got so much money. Like, the dude is a freaking roly-poly who, like, how can that guy's life be good? Everybody freaking hates him. Like, how can your life, you get what I'm saying? Like, so he's amassed all this money by scamming people. Like, Kim.com made his money off of pirating videos. He created sites that did that, and he made a shit ton of money. But, like, he's the most miserable, miserable, and, like, who wants that life? And that's what I'm saying. Do you, like, look at BitBoy. Like, do you want that life? Do you want to sit there and, like, milk people for, I don't know, 10, 20, 20 grand or whatever for a mention? Like, that is such, like, slimy work. And some people, could be quite honest, would have no problem doing it, but they don't realize when you get on the other side, like, once you make all that money, like, you actually have to look yourself in the mirror and feel good about yourself. And I don't know how anybody can feel good about, like, seriously, like, people getting wrecked because you're just basically a circus pony, just up there, just like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like a clown, just juggling freaking and keeping people entertained, and that's all that guy does. So the other thing I was going to add, too, is I bet what that dude does is he does trades. So in other words, like, let's say it's XRP or whatever. They're like, hey, we want you to shill XRP, and we'll give you, $20,000 in XRP. And they'd be like, all right, boom. Do you see what I mean? And so that's how he's getting in on all this stuff. I know how this game works, dude. I was approached in 2017. All these shitcoin hedge funds were like, oh, we'll get you in, and this is how we do it. They broke it down. I read their decks. I analyzed their decks. I had the people who helped me manage my money. We all analyzed their stuff. And, like, that's what put me off, is because it was like, oh, there's this new coin and we get to go in and we get a discounted rate because we're pre-buying it. So, like, and then we know, because they've got all the clout, we know when they're going to be listed at what exchanges. And so then we can, and so what they're doing is it's just like it's a well-oiled pump and dump is really what it is. And people don't realize this, and people are making gazillions of dollars off of this. And I could have done it, and maybe I'm dumb for not, but I just couldn't do it. And, like, I've seen so many people struggle with that before. Look at Breedlove. Remember, you heard Breedlove straight up say, oh, but it's not bad if I just buy some shit coins and then sell them and then trade it for Bitcoin. I mean, he didn't exactly say that, but you remember that little video clip where tell, like, he was thinking about it, and then all of a sudden the BitClout stuff happened. And it's just like, I know it's tempting to people. It is tempting. Like, who wants to be like, oh, I'm so morally pure that I'm not going to, burn anybody for money. But at the end of the day, dude, like, I really am that person. I will not burn people for money. Like, it's not worth it. Like, I am the way that I'm fundamentally built is that I really believe if I do that bad things will happen to me. That's just the way I'm built. And I know a lot of people who are morally, like, aligned in the same way that I am, they just know this, whether it's from, I don't know, some weird, gut feeling that's, like, coming from another place. But, like, I just know that, like, if I live my life like that, I'll probably die sooner than I'm going to die. Like, I'd just rather die with no guilt. I'd rather wake up every day with no guilt. I feel guilty when I tell people to buy Bitcoin and then it tanks. Yeah. So I couldn't, what I mean? Like, that's what I tell people. I don't want to tell you when to buy Bitcoin. Like, I can tell you the value proposition. I can tell you the fundamentals, but, like, you've got to figure that out on your own. And this is what I do. I dollar cost average, and I look for opportunities, yada, yada, yada. But you shouldn't follow me. You need to figure that out on your own. And that's how I'm wired. And I know a lot of us are wired that way, but these motherfuckers, they are not wired that way. They would literally put their kids probably on a stage shilling something so if they could make money. Like, there's some of us that are just built differently. And to me, I just think they're all donkeys and monkeys, just like Peter McCormick.
Amen. Amen. And listen, I forget the quote, but it's one of my favorite quote, and I sent it to Dieter, and he loves it too, which is, you know, I forget the exact passage where it's like, your soul is worth more than silver and gold, right? And it's like, the question is like, are you going to sell your soul, right? And in the case with Pomp, I remembered, and this is something that I had, you know, expertise in, was when he started shilling the coin mine, right? And the coin mine was, you know, it was marketed as a device where essentially you could mine Bitcoin at home. But what it actually was a very old GPU that was put into a very fancy housing to make it look like it was all technological. And from all the, you know, because you couldn't mine Bitcoin directly because it didn't have enough, you know, hash power, but, you know, you would mine a said shitcoin and then it'd convert it to Bitcoin. And then CoinMine would actually get 3% of anything that you mined with your electricity that you paid for. And if you ran the numbers, you would never break even with this thing. In fact, it would cost you more money to mine it, you know, and Pomp was shilling this stuff, right? So it's like, it's exactly what Pirate was saying. It's like, if you're willing, because I know he was aware of this, right? If you're willing to sell something to people that trust you, people that, you know, believe in what you're saying, you know, it really shows the type of character that you are. And I think that it applies to both of these individuals, BitBoy and Pomp. But at the same time, to specify, guys, they are content creators. We know how hard that is. We're not, you know, trying to crap on the work ethic, but we are trying to call out, you know, their methods. Because if it wasn't us,
imagine being Pomp though. Like, who respects that guy? Like, only people who don't know who he really is, and then people figure out who he is, and they're just like, ugh. Like, so I mean, who? Dude, like, imagine waking up every day. Yeah, but I mean, imagine.
Think about it, like, well, Meltem, yeah, and all those other people. They all pretend to respect each other, but they're all the same crap, well, right?
They're all tools for each other. They're all tools to push their agendas, is what they are. But like, I just believe that our job as plebs is to basically point our fingers and be like, "You sold your soul, and you would sell out your kid, you'd sell out your wife, you'd sell out your family for the mighty dollar." And you know what? Have fun with that. We'll see where it gets you.
Exactly. But anyways, Phil, it's time for the Daily Meme Review, sponsored by. The Meme Review is brought to you by Citadel 21. It's the best Bitcoin cultural zine. Get yourself a physical copy. There's only 1,000 made per volume. Citadel21.com. All right, everybody. You guys know the drill. The Meme Review. And the first one is brought to us by DareGigi. Definitely give this guy a follow. Awesome, awesome Bitcoiner. And sometimes we don't just review memes, we review pictures because they're so effective at portraying a message. Party like it's 1921 and this is the Weimar Republic. This is what happens when hyperinflation happens. The paper money that you work so hard for becomes worthless. So moving on to the next one. It is by Bitcoin Leota. Same, but different. Ethereum. Shit,
this
Binance,
so well
shit,
done.
Cardano, shit, Solana, shit, XRP, shit, Polkadot, shit, Shiba Inu, diarrhea, Dogecoin, and more diarrhea. Anyways, moving on to the next one, and this is by Enhance. He is a Simply Bitcoin favorite. I know Pirate loves him. Check it out. Yeah. Corporate needs you to find the difference between this picture and this picture. They're the same. Absolutely love the Bitcoiners smacking the truth. And this is the part of essentially the video where Pomp saying, hey, why are you shilling, you know, XRP? Why are you putting that in your thumbnail? And BitBoy really owns him. He says, Pomp, you do exactly the same thing, right? Anyways, moving on to the next one. And again, we study propaganda from the present, but continue to believe the ones in the future, right? And again, if you don't learn from the past, you are destined to repeat it. And here is actual advertisements of cigarettes, right? It doesn't say the year, but it says 20,679 physicians say Luckies are less irritating. It's toasted. Your throat protection against irritation, against cough, right? So cigarettes back then, right? They protect your throat. More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette, right? And it's, you know, a doctor saying that. And the reason that they put that is because, right, it's to get people's trust. And he, last but not least, right, this is from one of my favorite movies. It's the 5th of November. Why would you say that? You know, the Guy Fawkes, you know, this is when he tried to blow up Parliament. He failed. But anyways, it came to this beautiful movie called V for Vendetta. Why won't you die? Beneath this mask, there is more than flesh. Beneath this mask, there is an idea, Mr. Creedy. And ideas are bulletproof. And I think that, you know, this is a really good indication of the power of Bitcoin. At the end of the day, self-custody is an idea. Those memes were freaking awesome. And the one with the doctor one was so incredible because, you know, without saying words that will get us banned, right? I think a lot of the propaganda surrounding the world sickness that's going on, right, is basically spouted as fact, right? But it's funny because the Bitcoiners, we know that in 10, 15 years, right, when the truth comes out, because inevitably does come out, a lot of the things that they're saying isn't going to be so scientific anymore. And you'll see that it was just what it is, propaganda, right? That I wish I can go more into detail, but I can't. Anyways, Phil, for those crazy memes, and because we have Pirate here, I'm going to give it a very special score of my MacBook charger. Boom. What about you, Phil?
Man, we are somehow in sync without even knowing it. Very crazy, very crazy. Okay, look, those are great memes. And as you were going through them, I figured, you know what? These memes, they deserve my brand new power bank.
Woof.
That's right. It's a good one.
You never go wrong. Always have battery.
Can't go wrong. Yeah, I got so pissed with, like, I got to the point where mine was just dying all the time.
The legendary Pirate Beach Bum. What would you give those memes?
I loved all these memes, and I'm going to give them a pair of my used chonies. And the reason being is because that is where the oracles are stationed.
One paid group. Honor. One paid group.
The validity of testicular analysis by Pirate Beach Bum. You see, it already sounds official.
Dude, if you did that just to troll everybody else, that shit would be hilarious, Pirate.
Yeah. Somebody would send you corn.
That's honestly why I made up the oracles, and because it was my troll against all the stupid TA and all this BS, all these models and stuff that people spend time on. So yes, the oracles are very legit, very accurate.
Very accurate oracles. You heard it here. But anyways, guys, we want to know, do you agree with our scores? Do you disagree? Let us know down in the comment section. And of course, join our Telegram group. Link us some memes to review because of the Bitcoin meme review. And we need memes to review because it's a Bitcoin meme review. Anyways, Phil, it's time for the Daily News, sponsored by... Daily News is brought to you by CryptoCloaks. Get yourself a 3D printed Bitcoin grenade and take advantage of the link down below for 5% off CryptoCloaks.com. All right, everybody, before we jump into the news, and it's pretty goddamn scary, the news today, check this out. This is the power of Bitcoin. November 2020, sats. It was 850,000 sats.
185,000 sats.
Hashtag Nico can't read. Thank you, Phil.
It's the end of the week.
November. No, I do this every day anyways. Stop making excuses for me. Stop Canadian-ing me out of here. I own my shit. I can't read, okay? It's all good. I own businesses. It's never stopped me from doing anything. Learned English when I was later. I can't read, and I don't fucking care. Anyways, November 5th, 185,000 sats. Boom! You see that? November 5th, 2021, 90,000 sats. That is the power of Bitcoin. Why is that the power of Bitcoin? Because the fiat value went up the actual cost to buy that turkey actually went up 55. It went from 28, almost doubled, $28 to $58. I mean, to $55 from 2020 to 2021. Joe Biden is going to say you, hey, just enjoy last Thanksgiving. Don't enjoy this Thanksgiving, right? But Nico. In Bitcoin terms, your turkey is actually cheaper than it was last year. This is the power of Bitcoin. This is the power of absolute scarcity. This is hope. That's exactly what Bitcoin gives you, because it can't be debased, can't be confiscated. And there you go. I think that image, the price differences, and then the price differences in Bitcoin, and it's actually costing you less sats than the year before. Dude. Anyways, Phil, what are your thoughts?
Nico, all I got to say is 100% that price is related to the supply chains, because while COVID was going on. No, hear me out, okay? Because the turkeys, they got very sick. Okay, they got very sick during the whole COVID thing. There weren't as many turkeys, and they weren't eating as much. They couldn't get out, you know, they couldn't go to work, the sanitation. Dude, are you kidding me? Why is it double? Because, let's be honest, it's costing more for the farmers, right? For their raw materials. And why is it costing more for the farmers? This is what people don't understand. It's all just a giant scam that they try to blame. Oh, the corporations have to raise their prices. Look, they're never going to be able to stop the money printing. And holy crap, is that an expensive, all of a sudden, you know, Thanksgiving was already expensive enough for large families. It's about to get even more expensive. And that's just awful.
Unless, you know? Unless
they opt out.
You opt out. And then that's it actually gets cheaper. but anyways, guys, we miss something. We miss something big time. Okay. And it's just coming to light, and this is not bueno. This is not good at all. So apparently, there was the infrastructure bill with the added, you know, the added crypto provision. But apparently, there was something called Section 605OI. And we actually covered this. We actually covered the infrastructure bill in detail, right, when it came out. But I want you to pay attention to what Jake Chavernsky has to say. He's a lawyer. He covered the whole infrastructure bill thing. He was very diligent about it. He did a hell of a good job. But I want you to pay attention to his wordings. Yes, the impact of Section 605I has been unexplored. Let's check out what that is, okay? Because it's not good. Here is a full article if you want to read it. It's called DeFi and the Digital Asset Felony Hidden in the Infrastructure Bill. And, of course, it's, you know, the IRS. But anyways, this person did an excellent job at surmising what this provision, it's an IRS provision, would entail. His name is Patrick Duggan, right? And anyways, let's check out what he has to say. And by the way, I verified all of this. It's accurate, but I think he does a really good job at summarizing it very quickly. Reading up on IRS provision 605I inserted into the infra bill is set to pass in the House on Friday. In July, we made a huge fuss about the broker thing, and we did as well. We missed this. This is 100 times worse. Criminal felonies, including all individuals and all tokens, all mixing and all custody. Taproot mixing, you're hosed. You become a felon for using Wasabi. Mining pools that aren't docs, felony. NFTs 10 plus, you go to jail. Programming payments and installments to keep sums below 10K, also a felony. Writing software, even some JS app logic in a wallet to assist, jail. Wake up, folks. This is not a drill. I only saw one person who is a mutual raising alarm bells for this for months. Now Laura Sharon covered it, and I read the thing. Whoa, we're 2 days away from losing everything. U.S. persons will become completely cut out, residents and citizens. Soon, the only way a person born in the U.S. will be able to do anything in any skill with these technologies without KYCing everyone or becoming a felon is to leave or operate with a non-U.S. entity, ideally non-U.S. employees and directors. Then, we'll have to globally adopt some kind of decentralized minimal KYC. Anyways, this is what he's talking about, right? And moving on to this, right? And I think Max is really on point, right? And let me kind of explain why, right? This infrastructure bill, as well as this IRS provision that I'm going to get into more details in a sec, right? The reason that they're doing this is they're trying to shut out the escape valve. They don't want people to exit the U.S. economy. They don't want people to opt out, okay? So what they're trying to do is they're trying to be more totalitarian, right? But here's the thing, and there's a lot of people being proponents of the U.S. dollar, but I think Max is really on, really on the dot when he says this. The madness stops when Bitcoin defunds all fiat. In the process of defunding all fiat, it defunds the politicians as well, defunds the bureaucrats. I don't see the benefit in trying to keep the USD alive. I know 100% that the USD is facing certain death. Why pretend otherwise? What am I missing? I said the same thing. I said Max is right. Separate money from state or nothing changes, right? Max responds, exactly. What's the point of having money that separates money from state if you aren't going to separate them? I don't understand the case stating that USD is kept alive as a world reserve currency. What am I missing? Okay, so before I break down what is in this provision, and the words that that guy said was absolutely super freaking terrifying, but what this provision would entail is very simple, okay? Anytime I transact with Phil, I have to report his social security number, the reason as to why I am transacting with him, who is he, right? And I would have to fill out a form with the IRS or I'm a felon. I committed a felony, right? You want to mix your coins with Wasabi? That's a felony. Do you get what's going on here? They're trying to essentially attack the very nature of an open monetary network to U.S. persons. They're going after you. Now, is this enforceable? No. But what this does is it gives the government a huge stick to go after Bitcoiners to make examples out of them. Remember how they made an example of Ross Ulbricht? That's the type of law that this is, right? So now here's the thing. Is it enforceable on a massive scale? No. But if someone gets caught, here's the thing about laws. Even if the judge doesn't necessarily agree with the law, even if it's totalitarian, the fact is it's a law. You're gonna get jail time. Now here's the thing. Is this constitutional? Absolutely not. Because at the end of the day, Bitcoin is just a bunch of code. It's just letters. A seed phrase is letters. When you send someone Bitcoin, all you're doing, when you send out a Bitcoin transaction, all you're doing is sending out a bunch of code, a bunch of letters. And if it's a bunch of code, if it's a bunch of letters, what is that? That's speech. And in the US, there's something called freedom of speech. So it's not constitutional, but they're doing this anyways. And the reason that they're doing this anyways is because we're winning. They know we're winning. They're scared shitless of a big percentage of the country deciding to opt out of their broken money. So this is a way to scare people into keeping them within the system. Now, here's the thing. Here's the unintended consequences, because this is what happens with bureaucrats and central planners. They don't plan for the unintended consequences. If this passes, and we still have till 2023 to fight this, right? in 2022, 2023 to fight this, right? This isn't set in stone yet. This doesn't come into, doesn't become, if it does become law, it doesn't take effect until 2022, 2023. We've been saying this many times on the show. Coin Center, which was the Bitcoin and shitcoin lobbying arm, absolutely dropped the ball. But the Bitcoiners have mobilized, and there is a Bitcoin political lobbying arm. If you want to know more about that, follow David Zell on Twitter. I'll pop it up right here. And he's kind of, you know, being the forefront of that. And again, we're not dealing with shitcoiners anymore. It's just a Bitcoin lobbying effort. And it has a lot of support from a very powerful people. So that's the good news. But the unintended consequence is, if you pass this type of totalitarian law, you know what Bitcoiners are going to do, right? HODL. They're just going to HODL, right? But this is the beginning of the fight, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention, because we are at war. This is the beginning of the fight. The next thing they're going to try to do, which is why we covered it yesterday, and we named the video why Australia, why Australia's biggest bank offering Bitcoin to their clients was not good. It was not good news. And the reason it wasn't good news is because they're going to try to incept a majority of the population into thinking self-custody is bad, it's illegal, and it's dangerous. They're going to want you to keep your Bitcoin with institutions so that they can control you. This is the next step after this fails. And this will fail. And the reason that it will fail is because it's just going to force all the US Bitcoiners just to stay in Bitcoin. So, very crazy stuff. Listen, guys, because of the nature of the format of the show, we can't get into every single detail of this new hidden provision in the infrastructure bill in regards to the IRS, but we will put the link down below so you guys could check it out. Anyways, Phil, what are your thoughts on this? Is scary stuff, dude.
You know, the proponents that support this bill, there's a reason that they're painting with such a broad brush, right? I mean, like, as you're reading through these tweets, I'm just sitting there and thinking they just want to catch anyone and everyone so that they can point the finger at anyone and everyone for any reason that they can come up with. These people, it's exactly what you said. This is a look, these are the screams of a system that is super. The people that still support this current system, okay, like you can see that this is, they're scared, they're lashing out, okay? Because let's be honest, right? Not every single, you know, a lot of times when we talk about this stuff, it gets very like tinfoil hat, like they, you know?
This is not tinfoil hat.
That's what I'm saying. It's not tinfoil hat at all, but I'm just saying oftentimes when we speak in vagaries, right, it becomes much less believable. There are specific politicians that support this type of, you know, this type of bill, this type of action. Certainly, it's not all of them, right? But what we have to make sure of is that our voice is heard, because really, okay, at the when this is all said and done, okay, they are looking out for their own pockets. And believe it or not, as corny as it sounds, Bitcoiners are actually much more looking out for the future of humanity, at least in regards to its monetary policy. Okay, so it's a much bigger picture, you know. These people, they don't really give a shit. Okay, they're lining their pockets. They, you know, like the politicians that support this crap, they've got their allegiances, and that's all they're about.
Absolutely, dude, and you know, this is very scary, guys. If I were to send, you know, above $9,999 to Phil right now, and if I didn't report that to the IRS in the current wording of this provision, I'm a felon. I just committed a felony just by sending code, right? Just by broadcasting to the Bitcoin network, that's a felony, right? So again, this is the battle yet to come, and this isn't going to work, because I told you, people are just going to out HODL them, right? And then the next part is going to be, give me your pub files. let me see your pub files. If you don't report your pub files, you're a felon. If you don't report this, you're that, right? We already see, you know, the Treasury, you know, touting out this idea, wanting if you make more than any transaction above $600, automatically reported to the IRS. And, you know, in the Constitution, not only is there freedom of speech, but there's also the Fourth Amendment, which is no unreasonable searches and seizures. Do you think this is unreasonable? This is absolutely crazy. We told you it was going to get scarier before it gets better. We only support on the show legal avenues to fight this. We will fight this. Bitcoiners are mobilizing. I can't tell you more, but we are trying to get in front of this. And if this does pass, we'll just outhold them. You know, you don't have to report anything if you're just hodling, baby, right? So get prepared, guys, because the fiat system, like an animal pressed into a corner, fighting for its life, that is when it's more vicious. They're on their last heels. They know they're in their last heels. They know the house of cards is collapsing. Oh boy. But the good news is we'll cover it here first on Simply Bitcoin. Anyways, Phil, there was an open source software release today. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Software releases. The software releases is brought to you by CypherSafe.io. We're talking stainless steel products to help you protect your Bitcoin from various modes of failure. Check it out down below. Okay, so we've got Wasabi Wallet version 1.1.13.0. That is a Bitcoin wallet. Check it out down below in the show notes.
Awesome. Thank you, Phil. All right, guys, that was our show. If you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Smash that like button. And of course, if you want to continue hearing the catastrophic news from the PayPal perspective, definitely consider subscribing and definitely give our awesome guest a follow, Pirate Beach Bum 2, because they gulagged Pirate Beach Bum. And of course, guys, we will see you on Monday for a new episode of Simply Bitcoin.
Like our guest said, shitcoins are a well-oiled pump and dump.